On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Special Investigating Unit says it has now recouped over 2 billion rand from tertiary institutions in its NISFAS investigation since 2022. The latest recovery of unallocated funds is 4 million rand from SIED TVET College in KZN. Forensic investigator Paul Bulwana is one of the unit members briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training on the recoveries.
So in KwaZulu-Natal, University of Zululand, we have recovered 58 million, and then Majuba TVET College, we have recovered 25 million. This is just a provisional amount. We still need to go back and do the quantify to say how much exactly are you still owing to NSFAS. We not only looking for the monies that needs to be paid by the institutions, but we also help NSFAS to make sure that what is due back to the institution, if they underpaid them, they need to pay them.
The building of houses at an informal settlement in Isipingo in the south of Durban has begun. This has been confirmed by eThekwini Municipality, which says 400 units are going up at Pilgrim X. NewsWatch's Tamasha Khani has more.
The 200 million rand initiative was unveiled in collaboration with the Human Settlements Department in October last year. Officials say it's aimed at tackling the housing crisis in the city. It was flagged as a concern by the Auditor General last year, with several failed housing projects in eThekwini currently under investigation. The city says work at Pilgrim X got underway last month, with 6 local labourers being employed in the project. It says the first phase is expected to be completed in November 2027. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero says he's hopeful residents will have running water in a week's time. Several reservoirs in the metro are at critical levels. Johannesburg Water says the outages are caused by high water consumption.
We hope in 7 days from now we'll see all residents now receiving water back, because by then all our reservoirs that has been affected will be at the right level of supply.
10 labourers have been killed in a blast in southwest Pakistan. Their vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. And Togo's first ever senatorial elections will take place on Saturday. They will cement a new constitution that has been vehemently rejected by opposition parties, who say it will let President Faure Gnassingbe hold on to power indefinitely. Several have said they will boycott the vote. Civil society groups have also denounced the parliamentary reform for the small West African nation as rigged. Gnassingbe has led the country of around 9 million people since 2005, when he took over from his father, who had been in power for 38 years. The top story: the Special Investigating Unit says it has now recouped over 2 billion rand from tertiary institutions in unallocated NSFAS funds. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.